What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, founder of the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about sort of Disney versus the fans, or more importantly, Disney versus fan projects, because just this past week, a project got shut down that was a sort of fan group were making a remake of the classic Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic game. They were making it in Unreal 4. They were showing up images and videos, and you know, it was looking lovely. It was an upgraded version of it. And as you would expect Disney would do, and they have done, and it's over the years of reporting for Disney, I've seen this happen on many different occasions. Of every time a project starts getting a little bit too much press, it gets shut down. I'll just read a little bit here from the article. So it was called, the fact that even now, the people that were running this thing, they were using like the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic logo and then just slapping on their little tag underneath. I think it was called Eperon or A-P-E-R, I don't know how they pronounce it. So they then got a letter from Lucasfilm basically telling them cease and desist. You know, you've got to destroy your webs, destroy all the code, just destroy all the material. And they do not want any intellectual use of their development of any future video games. And basically along the lines of, shut it down, because it was Poem Studios doing it. Now, this is not the first time. We recently saw a Star Wars Battlefront 2 remake get shut down for the exact same reason. And we've seen other projects come down. And Disney have always had a very strong emphasis on protecting their copyright. And film, things of like fan projects can come in a number of different ways of, and it all depends really on how Disney look at it. You know, Disney look at it in very different ways of, is it infringing on them? Are they making money off of it? Are they, and the thing is always, I feel like with like projects, things like movies, and then you've got video games. And I would probably even say like merchandise and like animated stuff. If you're making something which people can buy, Disney tended to do shut you down eventually. And with video games, you're getting no chance of getting this thing out there. If you want to put it on your CV, so I would say like try working on an indie game or do something, put something else out. I know it's more in that thrill of making something that you love and using characters you love, but they can't do anything with it. And of course, if you just say, oh, I've been working on a fan project for 5 years, trying to get a job, it's not going to work, you know, but you need to, it's a very, very strange system, this.
It's an unfortunate system, actually. And Disney has certainly got a bit of blame to cover on this one on their own, because they have always been very, very big legal proponents of copyright law. They're very strong about trying to get copyright laws enforced, increased, make them a little bit stronger and so on. Having said that, we also do have to look at from a legal perspective, which is copyright law. And now I'm not a lawyer, so obviously take it all with a grain of salt. But my understanding is you really do have to protect your copyright. If you let something like this go through, and this isn't just Disney, this is every company ever. If you willingly let a company or people or person infringe on your copyright, that opens the floodgate for your copyright to basically be null and void at that point. And that is to a degree international law. I know that's primarily American law, but I believe the UK follows it as well. Most of the European countries follow it as well. So even if Disney wanted to feel sympathetic to these modders, I don't know if they do or not. I don't know if they're literally someone sitting at a board going, ha, we're going to crush these modders, or if it's like
wipe them out, all of them.
Yeah, exactly. We'll send the executor down there. We're going to bombard them. So I don't know. There could be somebody doing that. There could also be somebody going, oh man, I wish these guys had just kept the project secret. Because I have to send the cease and desist letter. I cannot let this go. If I let this go, it opens up the avenue for all sorts of other things. And at a company level for Disney, they can't. So, Roger, I know you've got something to say, but for any modders, not just for Disney properties, not Star Wars, Marvel, we're talking DC, Predator, anything you can think of. do not announce your project until you release it. Now, you'll still get the cease and desist notice once you release it, but it's on the internet at that point. It's too late. It'll be out there. But if you announce it before you actually release it, it will get shut down and it will never see the light of day, no matter how much work you put into it.
Yeah, that's always been the big thing, really, of like, if the more they pipe, because I think the trouble is, especially with the social media thing, is everyone wants to say what they're doing and how they're doing it. And, oh, look what I've just created. It's like, yeah, but you've just said what you're doing. I just remember there's been some great fan movies as well. I think it was Alien versus Batman, and, you know, these kind of like really, and some people put a lot of time and a lot of effort in. And whereas if they're making a movie or like a 7-minute short or something like that, you know, sometimes they can get away with like the parody word of it. And of course, if it gets out on the internet and they can use, and it's, you know, fans, and they, you know, I've seen some ones that have done really good, but, you know, you can't just straight up copy it and do your own thing. They will shut you down. And the trouble is, it's that kind of fine line, you know, it's like if you write a novel and you put it out there and it's, you know, a character, and it's very different. And, you know, putting out comic books, you know, you can't just put out a Marvel comic book of your own with Spider-Man and the X-Men and stuff. You know, the trouble is fan fiction and fan and wanting to recreate stuff is very, very what people like to do. But it very rarely ever ends well. You know, I mean, even on like Marvel's website and the artists, they all say, do not send us ideas. Do not send us comic book stuff. We cannot use them. We don't even look at them. They go straight in the shredder because they can't even legally look at them. You know, that's right. How much they lay straight at the, if you design an amazing Spider-Man comic and send it in, they will not even remotely look at you.
No. And this is actually something that fan fiction writers or fan movie creators should consider a good thing. To a certain degree, by having Marvel or DC or any of these guys say, we're not going to look at your fan fiction, we can't look at the stuff you submit to us because all sorts of legal stuff. If they submit a story or someone submits a story and they say, Spider-Man is now in love with Black Cat and they have babies, and this is the story of the Black Cat babies, and then a couple of years down the road Marvel publishes a story about Black Cat and Spider-Man's kids fighting superhero battles, that opens up a legal avenue for the person who wrote the original fan fiction to go, you stole my idea, give me the rights for the money. So instead Marvel says, nope, we just do not read fan fiction at all. Keeping in mind, if they did read fan fiction, they would be legally obligated to tell you to stop, and they would send lawyers after you. This is why fan fiction still exists. As long as Marvel and DC and all of them, you know, just pretend it doesn't exist and they don't acknowledge it in any way, shape, or form, it just kind of slides under the radar because it's not worth going after. Same for like fan movies like Troopers or whatever for Star Wars. But the second they acknowledge it, you're screwed. You're done.
Yeah, I think especially in the video game era, because there's so much, essentially so much more work has to go into making a working video game than going into a movie or something like that. But also, because of the Unreal Engine and people being able to use it and do it at home, I mean, some of the games have sometimes said, oh, well, we're going to try and launch it. I think there was a Battlefront game, or we're going to remove all the Star Wars elements. No, because your ships look way too much like what they were, and it's still too familiar. And it is just that weird thing of, I can see how, you know, if you're going to make like a 2-minute video or you're going to make a quick short minute fight scene, or there's that line of doing it as a parody and all the rest of it, you can use it under that different system. But if you're just doing a straight up, I mean, they tried doing a remake of a game that they've got available on the Xbox One and Steam, and no doubt you know, they might even be wanting to work on something themselves. That's just not, you know, this is something that's still selling. You know, you can still go out and buy Knights of the Old Republic on a modern day console. They're still making money off of it. It's on Xbox Games Pass. It's not 15 to, it's not lost in history yet. And I think there's even a harder thing of it. It's not like it's a canceled game and they're doing something with the assets. This is something that's still selling.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's on the Xbox Game Pass. It's available on Xbox backwards compatibility. It's also available on PC via Steam and good old games and various other things. even if it wasn't, even if they couldn't make money off of it for whatever reason, you know, legally they were barred from making money off of it by the creators, they still couldn't let a remake go through. It just wouldn't happen, which is unfortunate, because I will say I would love to see a modern remake of Knights of the Old Republic, particularly if they can upgrade the systems, the gameplay systems, to things that have happened since the first one came out, more than 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I would love to see an updated one, but unless EA or Disney or whoever actually commissions it to be done by professional developers who are being paid by Disney to do it, it's not going to happen. It won't. And it's too bad, because obviously the people who were doing this were big fans. They just wanted a new version of Knights of the Old Republic that ran on modern systems, that looked like a modern game, with the story intact and all that. And yeah, it's just can't, unfortunately. Yeah,
it's just this kind of weird thing, isn't it? It was just like, you know, I can see it from the other side of that thing of wanting to create something. And, you know, I used to write comics and books, and, you know, we did like fantasy wrestling things and, you know, all that stuff. I did it all, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's just this kind of thing as a teenager of that thing of, but the trouble is now teenagers have got access to full on software, and, you know, they're growing up, and, you know, maybe in your 20s, but you've got access to this, to content like the Unreal 4, where you can buy stuff and you can probably do good, you know, you can get your grips to it. And as a practice project to get ready for, you know, for going into the workplace, yeah, that could make sense. But you'd be better off you doing an homage to it and kind of doing it, it's like Star Wars, but it's not Star Wars. And this is just a preview of what it is. So when you use it for your portfolio, whereas now, you know, these people are going to be like, well, this is a project, but technically I've had to destroy everything. You know, otherwise, you know, it's that kind of thing of it's tricky. You know, I would just say, if you are working on a project, don't publicize it. Don't make it out there, because the minute it goes out there, Disney or any other big company are just going to come down with that big, big cease and desist letter. And as you know, I've had them. You don't want to go up against them. You just whoop, delete.
No. Corporate lawyers are no joke. There's a reason that almost no corporate lawsuits go to trial. And a lot of the time it's because they are big and they're scary and they know exactly what they're doing. Yes. And just finish up, I feel a lot of sympathy for these modders. I would have loved to have seen what they've done. I definitely, in an ideal world, would have been, yes, absolutely, let's petition Disney and pick it and get it done. But you can't. Copyright law is not on your side. And, you know, as annoying as it is and as restrictive as copyright laws are, that is actually a good thing. Copyright law, sure, companies like Disney can abuse it. But when you get down to it, copyright law applies also to, you know, those low-level authors and those comic book creators who are trying to create their indie comics, and they need that protection. They absolutely need it, because they're trying very hard to make a living. So it's very easy to twist the copyright laws around and go, Disney's just kind of sticking it to the little guy. Well, they're there for the little guy too. So it's an unfortunate situation, but there really was no other way this could have gone.
But we'd love to know what you guys think as well. Get in touch with us on social media and in the comments below. Subscribe on YouTube. Check us out and subscribe on all the different audio platforms as well. You can also go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
You can find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.